Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and Yahweh Shai. So, as we see, there's many things afoot. The game is afoot, as Sherlock Holmes would say. The game is afoot. We see lots of mass killings in 25 days. We see that they don't look like us. We see them not talking about nothing about it, like talking about. We see a lot of dysfunction and mental illness. We see disorientation amongst their Pope, who now has come out and said that homosexuality is fine. The Bible says that it's fine. But we know that that's because he is of the pedophiles in his organization. We see a lot of crazy talk about CRT, whatever the hell that means, as if our history is a theory. It's all in theory we were slaves. It's all in theory we were lynched. It's all in theory we had Jim Crow. History is the Old Testament. If they open up the books to understand Negro history, well, then they will find us in the Old Testament. And that's their fear. This so-called New Testament, this nuanced version given to the European Romans, okay, that's fine, but it's given to them so that they can understand things from an exoteric perspective, hoping that in them understanding exoterically things, they may find faith and may find the Father. So that's not for us. That's for them, because we already understood the exoteric and the esoteric. They didn't understand the esoteric. Matter of fact, it's not in them to understand the esoteric. If it was, they would have, and we wouldn't be, their world would not be falling apart as we speak. So what's the answer to the question, or what's the question or the answer? The question again, what has the Roman Europeans brought to the table that has been positively contributing or contributed positively to the world, to civilization? The answer is nothing. But in retrospect, the answer was their Christianity. But now that that is being debunked and found wanting or lacking, it shows that they never brought anything. Their whole claim was that we are the people of higher moral standards because we brought Caucasian-looking Jesus to the game. And now the game changed because our depiction, our exoteric understanding of our white Jesus says that we're able to do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, whenever we would like to do it, to whomever we choose to do it to. And now, 400 years on, it's a wrap. It's done. Selah. So be it. Kaput, nunca, 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 done, fini. And they don't understand that they never were invited to bring Caucasian Jesus to the game. But because they brought Caucasian Jesus to the game by force, unexpectedly, people had to change their game. Meaning the people who were playing, they changed their own game. Because it was forcibly changed. Now the game has changed back to the way that it was originally played, and they are now finding themselves on the bench. And they're not happy about the bench. They're crying about being on the bench. But they're on the bench and not cut at this time simply because some of them can play our game. Not all, but some. A few, matter of fact, one or two. That one or two is my opinion. That's not the father's opinion. That's just mine. That it will be very, 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 very few. Because as we see today, they have no understanding. Now, that said, no understanding, no responsibility, and no accountability. Like, they cannot hold themselves accountable for anything. Therefore, them not holding themselves accountable for anything, they take no responsibility for everything. Now, they, these pronouns, all people who are Gentile-minded, black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, it doesn't matter. This is not about black and white. That is so base. That is so low level. That is so weak in terms of under and overstanding that it is sickening. That is the epitome of what they did to create the divide so that they can be in the game. We are now talking, we have reached another level, and this level is to see through the madness that they brought. And them bringing such madness by force has screwed a lot of people's minds up in the beginning, in the middle, and now at the end. And here at the end, the minds of these people are so dilapidated, so diluted, so burdensome with lies and evil connotations that they can't even see their error. They will not self-convict. They will not be introspective of themselves. They will not look at the mirror of themselves deeply because it's not innate in them to do so. So we're not talking about simply white people, whatever the hell that means. We're talking about all people. All, the one absolute that is a given, all people will be judged, all people will pay, all people have an opportunity to be saved. Now, some of these, of the awakened Negro church people within the Hebrew Israelite awakening, or just the Israelite awakening, some of the Negroes hate. Some of the Negroes can't stand. Some of the Negroes see this as black and white. And that's fair because of the scenarios that have occurred in the past. But that does not negate the inability, or rather the ability of growth and progress to overcome the wilds of the Gentiles, the duplicity of the Gentiles. Why would I want to act any way like the Gentiles. So why would I want to hate like a Gentile? Why would I want to love like a Gentile? Why would I want to believe like a Gentile? Why would I want to think like a Gentile? Why would I want to act like a Gentile? So anything that they do or have done and not done and have not and will not do, we need to see that for what it is in terms of our own purging, our own repenting, our own actions of self-conviction and introspective, and move on. Not be stuck where they are. Because the crab in the bucket scenario, or the crawfish, wherever part of country you're from, the crawdad, the crawdaddy, the crab in the bucket, I'm pulling you down as you're trying to pull me up. That is where they are now. That is where they are now. Social media is riddled with it. You got a bunch of people, black and white, talking about the history, talking about moon landings, talking about Christianity, talking about their politics in a way that has never been discussed before. Now, as we awake, they awake. It's a full awakening because the Spirit is coming back into the earth, first to the Israel, then to the Gentile, to those Gentiles that will be in the kingdom to come. So we can't get it twisted that, you know, all of them are just trifling as hell. No, not all. Most all, for sure. Absolutely. No doubt. Most all of them are trifling as hell. But shoot, most all of us were trifling as hell. It took the Most High to awaken us out of our triflingness. So it's taken the Most High to wake them up out of their triflingness and then put them in their triflingness just as he's done to us. This is all the play of the Father. He does the evil. He does the good. He is purging. This is a constant purge. So those people who are thinking that they can have some agenda or do something against somebody, you do that at your own risk. You do that at your own risk. Those people who are trying to help others but not really help themselves, you do so at your own risk. You do so at your own risk. And everything that is done today is done at one's own risk. Risk of reward, risk of death. These are the risks that we take today. It wasn't like this back in the day when the Gentiles were in their full blessing, because the risk that they took, it really didn't affect them, good or bad. They could let it roll off their back, but it affected us. The Negroes have always endured the risk. So now we're able to, we're able to absorb the risk now in a righteous way. And I've said this before, this is the dilemma. Many people today are unable to see a righteous person, a righteous individual, or righteous acts. Because the world has been given into the hand of the wicked for so long that people, especially those of the foolish nations, never saw righteousness. They don't even believe in righteousness because they think everyone has an agenda. So it takes us to be the light to the world again in a more righteous way than we've ever done before. How can they understand righteousness if we don't show it? Who else is going to show it? Who else can do what we do? Who? Any nation. Name a nation that can do what we do on a consistent level of doing it, whether it be good or bad. If we jump in high or we run in fast. If we chasing a ball on the floor or in the air. If we're creating technologies or solving problems. Who else can do what we do? Now imagine if we did do these things to our full righteous abilities, what would the world be like? What would the world be like? And how does that look? How does that even work? Well, it works with us first taking responsibility. Okay, we know we Israel. Okay, great, fantastic. Glad you're at the power, at the party. Glad you're in the game. But now you have a responsibility with that. And this responsibility comes with confidence and humility. Even our foolish two-thirds that are two-thirds, they also get an opportunity while they're still breathing to be back in the game. Now, them, like the Gentiles, or they are the Gentiles and the heathens, who all are synonymously together, more than likely will not. But everyone still, while they're breathing God's air, the Father's air, has an opportunity to see the light and the error and make a choice. Right now, the whole world has been engulfed in darkness. So the whole world has yet to see all the light. And it's by their own doing because they chose to love the darkness and suppress the light. This is what they did. But over the course of time, in this dispensation of time, the light now has broken free. And those of us that choose this walk have to choose it wholeheartedly. We have to choose it that we do so by the way, by the ways and the will of the Father. What I see with a lot of our people is this Africa thing, this covetingness of Africa. Okay, some of us there, not all. I mean, that's a given. Yes, some of our people were there in that land, but not all. Why would we give 100%, why would we here in the Americas give our full heart to a land that is not fully ours? All that does is when we say we're African and we're from Africa, is that puts that takes the Gentiles, the Europeans, the Romans off the hook. How? How so? It takes them off the hook because, remember, they said they came here and wasn't nobody here but a bunch of savages and dummies, and they ain't know nothing, wasn't no civilization, so they had to bring white Jesus and their civilization here, and they still here, and now it's theirs. So all of our ancestors who sat here and loved this land of promise, of milk and honey, and loved the Father, whose blood was shed here, they're crying out for justice, not only for themselves and against those evildoers, but also justice for the land. It's ours. Again, I don't have any African in me. I got Cherokee, I got Choctaw, I got Jacobian. I don't know the Jamaican Indian, but I got Jamaican in me. So where's this African at? And I can, and even when they do that DNA madness, they want us all to believe that we're all from Africa. Oh yeah, everybody. Right. And then why would they want everyone to be from Africa? Well, because of the proximity of Africa to them. And even Europe was Negro. So if we have been scattered in all lands, which is all nations, why would we want to only be in Africa? Shoot, Europe, Britain, the Isles are ours. Some of Africa is ours. The Americas are all ours. Why would I want to give that up? I don't. And why would I want to be coveting all of Africa? That's just putting me in perpetual sin. Do not covet your neighbor's house. That's their house. That is Ham's house, majority of it. Don't be like the Gentiles, coveting everybody's land. So that's what I see happening within our awakening, that some people are illiterate when it comes to history, that they only pick and choose what they want because it's easy. It's a low-hanging fruit to say, oh, yeah, we African. We African-American. Coined phrase by who? A Negro, a monkey boy at that, a Negropean who, mind you, has blood on his hands of one of the leaders of the Negroes. And yet nobody cares. Everybody's looking at them as leaders. We got Boulays. We got Negro Greeks. We got Gentile Negro Greeks. Sororities. I mean, at some point, people have to see the error because it all makes sense. This isn't difficult. It's not difficult at all. It's only difficult because people are still trying to maintain an exoteric lifestyle and an esoteric lifestyle because they like what the Gentiles give or have. But they want to be part of the kingdom to come too. It's that churchianity. I want to go to the club, but I'll be in church in the morning. The churchianity or Christian sanity. Either way, it's madness. It's a stupor. And it's to be expected. It's to be expected. And now, here at this moment of time, things are happening so quickly and so fast that one can almost say that it's judgment. So let's read something here. Genesis 15:14. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Now let's back up real quick. I'm not going to harbor on this too much because we all know this. But I need to say this. A land that is not theirs does not mean that it is not theirs. It was never theirs. It just means that it is not theirs now. All right? So that means that it was theirs, but now it is not theirs. So we can substitute that. And read it this way. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that was theirs, but is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Don't miss that. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Don't miss these things. These things are not difficult. All right, so let's go. Let's move faster. Let's move on. Hebrews 10, and let's start at 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Now remember these things, okay? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Let's read that again. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and had done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Indeed it is. We can attest to that. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Welcome to the awakening. Welcome to the awakening. All right, let's keep moving. Isaiah 52, awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Now, we have to understand Zion is the land, Jerusalem is the city. They all encompass the people. So when he's talking about Zion and talking about Jerusalem, inadvertently he's talking about the people. Okay? So today is not the people, but the land. The Israelis are the people, which we know are the Khazaris, which we know are the Ashkenazi, which we know as the Khazaria, which we know as Polish, Ukrainian, Kazakhstanian, Europeans. Okay? So this does not fit them. So let me start again. Oh, because this is to us now. This is, think of all these things in the now. Don't think of them in the past as the Gentiles do. Oh, that happened back then. That doesn't matter. Oh, I mean, none of that matters. Oh, we need to pontificate on the facts of the past. No, we need to deal with the now of this. Because this is about the resonating and the vibrating of our spirit to be in seeing the Father's, okay, with the holy assembly, because they're singing, they're resonating, they're vibrating. When you read Jacob's Ladder, every time you go up it, I'm sorry, when you read the ascension of Elijah, each heaven has angels in it singing on various vibrations until you get to the highest heaven, the seventh heaven, which that vibration is different. Everyone is different. Not better or worse, but different. So you get to choose in our awakening, in the illuminated awakening of Israel what vibration you want to be on, what your resonance wants to be. If you want to be an evil so-and-so, well, then you can rest assured that your level of resonance and vibration will be base. If you want to hang out with the Gentiles, be base. You won't get into the higher octaves of the higher, what is the 144. Okay, you won't get there. All right, Israel, Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemy. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the God of Israel will be reward, will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonied at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, so shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Let me do this real quick. Let me just interject this. Right after that, Isaiah 52, so shall he sprinkle many nations, so shall he provide, so shall he feed with knowledge, understanding, okay? So shall he sprinkle many nations, the king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely, surely, our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. That is where we are. That's where we are. Now, since we now have an understanding of where we are in today, let's look at the effects. Let's see if this is. Let's prove that we are in these places. Let's prove that what the Father is showing us is hypocrisy and out of orderness and in order, disorder. My apologies. Disorder, hypocrisy, and disorder. Okay. Proverbs. Where am I? Proverbs 6. Yes, Proverbs 6. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. All right, here we go. A proud look. Every weekend, they got this proud look. Why do I say every weekend? Because somebody is singing proud to be an American flag waving fool. Somebody got their hand over their heart pronouncing pride in a history in a land that is not theirs, okay? A proud look, a lying tongue. Every day, we see on the tell a lie vision, a lying tongue, especially from these wicked leaders, okay? And hands that shed innocent blood. Every day, especially with the last 39 killings of mass, every day, fools are shedding innocent blood. Every day. Okay? And heart that devises wicked imaginations. Every day, somebody is devising intentions of evil against someone else. A secret combinations, as the sealed portion says, calls it. Secret combinations, agendas, evil agendas against the people. You got to take this jab, but you know there might be some side effects that you may die every day. Okay? Feet that be swift in running to mischief every day. Somebody doing something. Somebody creeping, somebody stealing, somebody cheating, somebody lying. A false witness that speaketh lies. Every day somebody is lying on somebody else. Matter of fact, every day we have to deal with these people who want to say we are black. And he that soweth discord among brethren, every day, we have been dealing with agents, trolls, Negropians, boulets, every day we deal with Stephen A. Smith, Stevens, from Django. Every day, somebody trying to tell one of the brethren that they don't know what they're talking about. Every day, somebody trying to tell somebody who's a Negro, who's an Israelite, that you are black, from the valley of black, in the land of blackness. Over the hills, down the river, over yonder, in the pawpaw patch of niggerdom. That's where we from. Therefore, we are black. It is amazing to me how nobody wants to even do a bit of research to recognize we are not black. But this is what the Most High hates. But I thought the Gentile said that he loves everybody. Everybody, he loves everybody, and love is in the air. This ain't the Love Boat. Mm-mm. This the Titanic. This ain't nobody's, little small situation. This is a huge iceberg. It's just ridiculous. Every day. And I'm gonna read the rest because so discord among the brethren. My son. Now this is the other part to what the Most High hates. And this is directly to our women. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Wisdom. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. That way you know it. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. That's where we are. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil. Now, this is interesting because he's saying the evil woman. Okay, so that doesn't mean all, but there is that evil woman from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent? Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth, I'm going to say that again. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh overstanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. So I'm going to stop there for a second. This is what they do. This is what it's all about. TV. This is what the especially the Europeans do. They run around and they make themselves up to try to look in a seductive and an enticing way to every man. They put fake everything in them, on them. They fake their face, their bone structure. They fake their nose. They fake their lips. They fake their butts. They fake their breasts. They fake their hair. They fake their nails, all in the guise, all under the guise of beauty, but truly it's to compete against the daughters of Zion. It's just to compete against the daughters of Zion. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh overstanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Now, I'm going to backtrack for a quick second, and I want to say this. If this is what a man will do, think about this from the perspective of the father. Israel was his. That's his betrothed. We went whoring after these, we went adultering after these whorish nations. Right? So we made our father jealous. And in a rage, he did not spare any vengeance upon us. He didn't care about any ransom. He didn't say, look, we'll do it. He didn't care when we cried out. He didn't care because we made him jealous. It says, neither will he rest content though thou givest many gifts. So everything that we did, he didn't care. He didn't care. He has set a time. He said, you know what? I need 12 months. And the laws of the white man is you got to have 12 months separation and you get your divorce. In some states, it's 6 months, whatever, okay? So there's time. There's a time frame there until it is okay to be able to come back together, okay? So that's kind of what I got out of this, okay? That this is all about us coming back to the Father, not filthy and stank. Because, again, I wouldn't let you in my house if you came to my house filthy and stank. I'd be like, oh, whoa, get off my driveway, son. Who? What? You got to go. So why these Gentiles and these Negropeans believe that they can come any kind of way via their, you know, Caucasian Jesus, it's beyond me. All I need to say is I love Jesus and I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm good for eternity. I just need to love you. But wait, does Jesus love you? Of course he does. He says he loves everybody. Where? This is all about Israel. All of this is about Israel. It was written by Israel. It was written for Israel. And it was written to Israel's descendants. Just because they, the Gentiles, hijacked scriptures, transliterated it, created some basic instruction before leaving earth thing, and mixed up a bunch of words and took out it and misplaced and just bastardized our scriptures, doesn't mean that they have the authority over it, which means we shouldn't even be entertaining them, which is why I do what I do. Not because I feel good about it, because the Father feels good about me doing it. And it's showing in my life. My testament is the Father's. The Father is my testament. And there's a lot of information out here. Brothers is talking about zodiacs, which is ours. Brothers is talking about constellations, which is ours. Sisters talking about magic, which is ours. We all are talking about repenting, which is ours. And it's interesting, this word magic. It's the only word that has transcended all languages. And it may be spelled G-I-C, M-A-G-I-C, or M-A-J-I-X, or M-A-G-I-X, or M-A-G-E-X. But you, when you see it, you know it. The only word. So if that's the only word, why would it be negative if it originated with a people? Oh, well, you know, that's what got us in trouble in the first place. No. What got us in trouble in the first place was the fact that we poured after other nations. So if they had some understanding of our knowledge and they were bastardizing it and we said, yo, you know, that seems kind of interesting. Let me entertain that. That's on us. That's got nothing to do with the knowledge. I mean, all of this information that we talk about, all the things that they talk, all scriptures is Israel's. All of it. Do not miss that. This got nothing to do with Europeans. Europeans or, you know, the Hamites, Ethiopia, Cush, you know, Mizraim, but nothing to do with Japheth and Ashkenaz other than to tell you to beware. So why is it that today, and that's why, let's go back, let me slow down, let me go back to the question. What has the European brought to the world positively? What has the European contributed positively to the world? I'm not even going to call them Gentiles. What has the Europeans That's the question. The answer is nothing. Because what they did, their claim to fame, was Christianity. But that was done by force. So that's not even righteous. So that's not even a claim to fame today. So that's the answer and the question. And that's the question that can be asked across the board on anything. They talking about, oh, well, Russia's going to attack the Ukraine, and we're going to have to. Well, what has the European brought positive, contributed positively to the world? Well, you know, I don't believe in CRT. Well, what has the European contributed positively to the world? Now, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about civilization, society on a whole. Now, granted, based on their folly and their ignorance and their duplicity, some of them get to be saved. Okay. But that's not their contribution. That is inadvertent to their contribution. So, this again, I'm not mad at nobody. I'm just calling a spade a spade. What is to be as what is. This is nothing to do. Ain't no hatred or racism in my heart. I'm just calling it out because you know what? I get to now. All that bent, that pent up frustration, those pent up thoughts and questions that I had growing up, trying to understand the world that I lived in and why the white folks got this and I didn't get that and how come they got it. I get to say that now. And it's interesting because the question has to be asked. That's going to save many a person's life because many of these people will not answer it and many of them will act like they have brought grits, shrimp and grits. They brought delectable eats that they brought the rain, they brought the weather, they brought space, they brought the universe. Galileo, oh, the center of the world, the center of the universe is the earth. No, that's your own vain imagination of being Caucasian and European because you guys have not brought anything to the world, so you were cogitating and pontificating on philosophies that you learn from other people, Israelites, and you said, well, wait, if the world is flat, what if the world's not flat? What if we are running, we are the center of the universe? God loves us more than he loves anybody else. Can you not see that? This is their whole logic. And this is why today they're struggling because that logic is being shown as flawed. It's a recessive logic from a recessive people. And why do we have to be hardcore now? Because they got to be punished. Tough love time. This ain't time for us to be, cool. You know, it's all good. You know, shoot. Let's just forgive. No. Them days is over, yo. Them days, matter of fact, them days never was. So now we get to say these things. We get to ask these questions point blank. If they don't like it, oh, well. So be it. Move out the way. Because if they can't truthfully self-convict, introspectively look at themselves and see their own error, then who the hell Get out the way, beast. Get out the way. I ain't got time. I got to keep it moving. I am progressing towards the Father's light, to my illumination. Why would I want to be held down, weighted down with ignorance and folly of Gentile mindset? That's stupid to me. That's holding no benefit to me. Again, it's not benefiting me. They brought no benefit to the world, to the civilization, to society. So why would I entertain it? Why do I now need to entertain the tree of knowledge of good and evil when I see the result? I should be able to ask any question I want to decide what tree I want to eat off of. Now, of course, this is all exoteric, but we can look at that on the esoteric as well. My spirit is not being fed via the heathen Gentile mindset and actions. So I'm going to choose, my spirit is going to help me choose the tree of life. Let's keep it moving. We're moving pretty fast here. So let's look at this, hypocrisy. This is again, what are we seeing? The Father don't like these things. Luke 12:2, there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. Oh, well, you know, Trump had the secret documents in his garage or in his whatever. Oh, lo and behold, so did Biden. Ooh. Matter of fact, they all do. I would venture to say that most all, 99% of them have secret documents or documents secretly hidden that they don't want the world to see. I would venture to say they all do. But all that's doing is all that the Democrats, these Democrats did, was show the hypocrisy of this nation by coming against this man who, mind you, was tattletaling on them. And look, I don't give two rats patooies about any of them. I don't vote. I don't care about them. Their political system is full of demons. I don't have time to vote or cast my lot to that. So I don't, you know, but I get to see it and I get to talk about it because I'm not in it. I have no allegiance to it. But that man Trump was tattletaling on him, telling them. Matter of fact, he told on the Bidens about the Ukraine. He said that Joe was getting kickbacks from the Ukraine, that his crackhead son was over there making money, probably, you know, cowboying with the Zelensky fella. I'm just saying. That's why his son's all jacked up now. That's why he jacked up. That's why it's all jacked up. Lies and trickery. Hypocrisy at its best. Mark 7:6, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Is that not what we're saying? I mean, I'm rolling my eyes. Is that not what we're saying? Ridiculous. This all stuff was written. This is the fascinating part about it all. This is the beautiful, like, this is so awesome to me because it's written. And I can see it happening. And then you got Gentiles running around oblivious. And you're going, wait, I mean, but it's written. It's right here. Do you not see that? And I just talked two. That's two things. It's two verses. Okay. Here's one of the good ones, Matthew 6:1. Careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. I talked to God yesterday, last night, 2 weeks ago. I just finished getting off the phone with him, and he said Trump was going to win. Where are they at now? I'm telling you that the rapture is coming in 3 weeks. Mark my words, oh, it's 3 weeks? Oh, another 3 weeks. Oh, wait. Hypocrisy. Hypocrites. I wanted to read this too. This is Deuteronomy 8 and 2. So this is why you know that there's a promised land, okay? And we know that these promised lands are contracted to us, okay? All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 400 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know that was in thine heart, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. The purge. This is what we're doing. Again, this is all about what we're doing. All this stuff is esoteric. It's about what we're doing now. These words live today. They're not dead words. They're not hollow words that the Gentiles run around and pontificate on in Lent after they have Fat Tuesday, after they have debauchered themselves and poked themselves and ate themselves and did all types of things and cut themselves. Then they want to go through Lent. No, sir. We have been 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. We have been 400 years in the wilderness. No other people has had 400 years in the wilderness as we have. So can nobody tell me nothing? Not when it comes to my plight, my people's plight, not when it comes to my history. You can talk all day long about Western history, Western civilization, Russian history. Who cares? None of that is illuminated. None of that is righteous. None of that is salvation. I'm just trying to see if I want to continue. I would just say read Deuteronomy 8 all the way through. It talks about the land, our land. All right, let's keep it moving. This I found very interesting. This is 1 Corinthians, and it's fitting for today as well, because this is also where we are. We who are walking this path. It is. Okay. All right, we're going to start at I'm going to start at 13, and I'll just move. So this again is 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 9 and 13, okay? Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glory void, my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save, here's the key, some. Some. Why is that important? Because Gentiles scream and yell and kick and rant and rave talking about all. All. God gave his son to save us all. Mm-mm. This has always been about the few. I'm not here talking to the many. I'm talking to the few. I'm not here to pump myself up. I'm not here to find a church so that I can make money. No, I'm here for the gospel of truth. I want to know it. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. I don't care about the lie. And the funny thing is I can tell if you're lying. It's like my cousin would say, if your mouth moving, you lie. And a lot of times what they do is they just sit up there and give a lot of lip service and say absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, we see that every day. How do we see it? We see it in their press conference. That woman, then they got a sister up there giving lip service, talking all around. And then Kamala, that woman does the same thing. Lots of words, but saying nothing. Ain't saying nothing. And people get caught up. Oh, well, I'm trying to figure out what she said. I heard what she... No, it doesn't matter what she says. Matter of fact, that's the point. The point is we are not to entertain ourselves with what they say. And you know, for a long time, so-called black people, we sat around and all we wanted was to be part of the group. So whenever they would put someone black in a situation, we'd be all rah-rah, yay, yay, yay. It's changed. Now we judge them as we judge the Gentiles. Oh, you ain't supposed to judge. Listen, we are. We're supposed to judge the fruits. If not us, then who? Are you ignorant enough to say in your heart and mind that only God can judge me? Is that what you want? Gentiles, is that what you want? You don't want us to show you your error. You don't want to see your error. You don't want us to show you your error, but you want God to show you your error. How ignorantly foolish are you? Now, again, this ain't got to do with no isms. I'm not talking if what I'm saying is talking to you, so be it. If it's not, then it's not. And I'm talking in overall, in a microcosm, I go from micro to macro, micro to macro, quickly. So if there's, you know, Europeans that are listening, hey, you might want to go read your history. You might want to go and do some deep digging in your history. You might want to look at other people's, you might want to consider other people's history. You might want to come off your high horse and do your own due diligence, not be mad because I am or we are. Don't be mad at another person's opinion when that person is doing their due diligence. Don't come at it from a critical race theory. Come at it from facts of the matter. It's like I was told, you live in the past, you live in the past. I say, no, I live in the present. I just hear the past and I see the past. And to me, my ancestors are crying out for justice. I hear them. This is why I'm doing. I hear them. This is my awakening. All of a sudden, I heard my ancestors cry out for justice. And I was like, justice? Because all I've ever been taught was forgiveness and peace. And so now today, hey, sorry, descendants of the Gentiles, you guys did not consider what we were dealing with. But now you will, whether you like it or not. And we don't have to do it under your authority. Now, that's the beautifulest part. We don't have to do it under your authority. Matter of fact, it could never be done under the authority of the Gentiles. Under the Roman rule, killed everybody. They killed the great ones. And they still killing the great ones. Don't sleep. If they could, they would. But they can't, so they won't. So now they're stuck killing each other. That's also written. So we've come to a full circle on this, and we can now see their error. We can see our own error. We can recognize how we are to be in a righteous world, what that looks like. We can see our prophets and our forefathers, and we can repent for what they've done. And we can be okay with that. Now it's the Gentiles' turn. The Europeans have to be able to do the same thing if they want to come. That is a prerequisite. This is an elective course. Since they want to talk about their education and their children that are being educated. So let's talk about it. This is their elective. Their elective is to repent for their forefathers, what they've done. What do you mean? I ain't done. Yeah, they did. Yeah, your forefathers. Look at the pictures. Your forefathers did a lot of evil shit. You need to repent for them. And as our forefathers did a lot of evil shit, and we had to pay the price for what they've done, so do you. And we've repented. That was the prerequisite. We had to forgive our forefathers for what they've done. We have done that. That's why we are in this illuminated awakening. That's why we can understand more than we have ever understood before. That's why they are not understanding nothing, because they won't repent for the sins of their forefathers. And because they won't do that, they can't get into the kingdom of the kingdom to come. They can't. Again, that is an elective. That is a prereq. To get into the kingdom, you have to be able to repent. If you can't repent and continue to, you can't be like, ah, yeah, you know, listen, Jesus loves me. I'm sorry. Thanks. Amen. No. That's not how this works. And it's being evident, and it's being shown every day. We're coming up into our new year. And I'm about to tell you, as well as everybody else, and as well as we can feel it and we can all see it, that there is something wicked this way comes from these Gentiles. They are going to be put to the sword going forward like nobody's business. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame. Because all they have to do is repent. So, what have they done? What have they brought to the table? Nothing. Can they repent? No. Will they repent? Maybe. Will they have to be punished? Yes. Will they be judged harshly? Is it our business? No. Do we move out of the way? Yes. Do we give all praises as their whooping comes? Absolutely. Do we try to intercede? No. Do we maintain our own salvation? Yes, yes, and yes. Salvation is not a collective thing. It is an individual thing that finds its way to the collective. I'll say that again. Salvation is not a collective thing. It is an individual thing that finds its way to the collective. If you can't repent for your own sins, you will not be able to repent for your father's, which means you will not find salvation. You can't get along to go along. Well, my church is going to be saved. We're going to be raptured out of here and think that you're going to be saved and find salvation. Just because the collective is saying it doesn't make it true. Truth be told, that's the judgment. And the judgment is a mental illness. Is it a coincidence that as the spiritual awakening the spiritual awakening and the spiritual war is ramping up, the silly little Gentiles want to go into a physical, exoteric war? No, it's not a coincidence. It's a purge. Because salvation is of Israel. If you want salvation, you need to cleave to Israel. Not the other way around. Because we are looking and searching and finding the light, the path, the lit path. We're not in darkness. We're not blind walking in darkness anymore. Our eyes are wide open in the dark, and they're lit for us to see. So if you want to get to the kingdom to come, you've got to follow Israel, because they're finding the kingdom to come. You know, you can only, you know, Christ told you, you got to go by me. He is we. We are he. His family. His nation. Ain't the Gentiles. It ain't Rome. Rome ain't seeking Yahweh Shah. They're not seeking the Father. Otherwise, they wouldn't be killing each other. They wouldn't be raping each other. They wouldn't be mass shooting each other. They wouldn't be lying. So they're not even seeking them. So that's a wrap for that. So all praises to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. wisdom, the Holy Ruach, the Comforter, our Mother Spirit. All praises. And again, this is for the few, not the many. It's gone over a lot of people's head already. But don't be mad. Just carry on. That said, my show, my lesson is done. I hope that it resonates. All praises. Remember, I am Wednesday nights, 9:30, Blog Talk Radio, Crown Talking Drums. And we are the Rise of the Dry Bones. So come on by. If you're feeling it. If you're not, all praises. Shalom.